AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The massive government employee data breach has led to the resignation of the director of the Office of Personnel Management. AP's Mark Smith is at the White House.
A day after she vowed to stay on the job, Catherine Archuleta came here with her resignation letter in hand. Spokesman Josh Earnest says Obama agreed the job needs someone better versed on cybersecurity and data systems.
The Office of Personnel Management is facing a set of urgent challenges that require a manager with a specialized set of skills and experiences.
And he says Archuleta's deputy Beth Colbert now steps in with decades in the field. Meantime, Earnest says other agency chiefs should get the message about protecting sensitive data.
Because it goes to the core effectiveness of each of these agencies.
Mark Smith at the White House.
FBI Director James Comey says Dylan Roof, the man accused of killing 9 people at a church in Charleston, South Carolina, should not have been allowed to buy the gun used in the attack. Roof was arrested weeks before the shooting and admitted to police to possessing illegal drugs. Meantime, in Columbia, South Carolina, the Confederate flag was taken down on the grounds of the South Carolina State House. Darlene Quarles was there. Her mother was one of the 9 victims in Charleston.
I miss my mom, but I know my mom is smiling down from heaven.
45 years in prison is the sentence in Detroit for cancer doctor Fareed Fata. He pleaded guilty to a scheme collecting millions from insurance companies while poisoning more than 500 patients through needless treatments. Liz Lupo's late mother was one of those patients.
There was no remorse, and suddenly today he's crying and remorseful. Did it work because he got 45 years? That is a laughing joke to all of us victims.
Fata says his quest for power is self-destructive. Optimism a debt deal will happen in Greece had stocks higher today. The closing bell just sounded. The Dow finished up 211 points. This is AP Radio News. The ticker tape was flying in New York to honor the U.S. Women's World Cup champion soccer team.
The crowd at City Hall chanted USA as the U.S. women's soccer team danced on stage to the song Uptown Funk with those lyrics, "Don't believe me, just watch." Player Abby Wambach says believing is the key to their success.
And I believe that that is the reason why we won this World Cup is because none of us ever stop believing, and neither should you guys. Thank you guys so much. We love you, New York City.
And she says the ceremony and parade were just as amazing as winning the World Cup. At City Hall, I'm Julie Walker.
McDonald's says it will not pull its Minions Happy Meal toys. Some parents are complaining the yellow toy's voice is swearing. McDonald's says it's nonsense words and not a four-letter word. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.